This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, it's Ian,
Will,
and Daryl.
We're going to go to your calls and thoughts, whether you want to talk about bad restaurant service, which is where we started the show tonight, or the Darknet marketplaces, another alleged admin of a different Darknet marketplace than the ones previously had been busted, has now been busted. We'll tell you about what happened and why he got picked up for going to a beard competition. Beard, the thing you grow on your face. He went to a competition for that and got arrested by U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration.
I think the strangest thing for me is the fact that there's a beard competition.
It is Austin.
I know they're all over the place now. It's like these...
Beard competitions?
Yeah, yeah.
I knew that there were mustache competitions. I did not realize there were beard competitions.
Octopuses and weird curl. It's craziness. They grow them super long.
Now you've got a long beard. How long have you been growing that one?
Like since it was trimmed, or how long have I had one on my face like this?
Good question. I guess either way.
Well, since it was trimmed was probably about maybe a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
But how long have I had it on my face? Let's see. My daughter is 17. The last time that she saw me without a beard, she was 8.
Wow. All right.
So
we're going to talk more about the bearded alleged drug darknet marketplace admin here in moments. But first, let's go to Ralph. He's in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ralph.
You know, I like to talk about Colin Kaepernick, you know, that thug animal, ghetto funk ass. He was the one who set the fire, who set NFL on fire with his.
He set who on fire?
He didn't start fires.
What are you saying happened here?
Well, Colin Kaepernick,
he's a football player.
Right. As you know, he's known for kneeling. Right now.
Taking a knee.
Right. This thug animal.
What makes him a thug animal? I mean, are there allegations that Colin Kaepernick has actually beaten someone up? Or
We know that Ralph is a bigot.
Ralph is totally on the ruckus.
And Colin Kaepernick doesn't appropriately pay homage to the red, white, and blue cloth with stars and stripes in the way that Ralph thinks should be done, so therefore, thug animal.
And many people in this country, not just Ralph, and many people across this country, okay? And
there's only one bigot on the phone right now. We're not talking to 20 million bigots. We're talking to Ralph.
Can I talk, Ralph? Let me say something clear here, okay?
Nothing you say is ever clear, but we do our best to understand and ask for clarification because we're trying our best to communicate with you despite...
Okay, I'm trying my best to clarify something to you as well, or make something clear to you, and that is, what's behind this whole situation with Colin Kaepernick?
Colin Kaepernick. Isn't he even, like, not playing? Is he even playing this year?
He currently is unsigned.
Right. Why are you still talking about this guy? He's not even
the same reason
player.
He blames Obama for everything, because he's a bigot.
Make an example out of his get a funk ass and fat animal story ass. You know, for all the rest of them.
You know, you don't have to get profane. The words coming out of your mouth are offensive enough as it is, Ralph. You don't have to unnecessarily pepper your vocabulary through the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You know, if you had some sort of intelligent thing to say, and we know you don't in this case, but if you had something intelligent to say, you could just come out and say it rather than slinging around a bunch of insults and profanities. It just doesn't really...
Right, but see, that's the way that... The right, and I really hate using the terms the right and the left, but it's terms that people understand. Those on, quote-unquote, the right like will say, the people on the left just try to shut down stuff by pointing out that somebody's a racist or a bigot, but yet the people on the right try to shut down the conversation by throwing around their own terms or saying, you're virtue signaling, by stating that I'm opposed to bigotry when there's a bunch of people running around claiming to represent or, you know, believe what I believe that are promoting bigotry. Yeah, I kind of do have to say I'm not a bigot. And I know that there was the thing, and some people might get upset that I mentioned Tom Woods in a negative light here, but Tom Woods posted, well, when are all the libertarians going to sign petitions against cancer? Well, if there were libertarians walking around or purported libertarians walking around advocating, you know, in favor of cancer, then yes, I would say I'm against cancer.
Yeah, I see what you're saying there. I agree. I mean, if you're doing, especially if you're doing a radio show and there's somebody going off and saying bigoted, horrible things on your air, you don't want somebody who's just tuning in to come to the conclusion that, oh, they're tolerating what this person is saying, so therefore they agree with it.
That is what the show itself is.
Right.
Because if I hear 30 seconds straight of that kind of nonsense, I'm just going to be like, well, these people are idiots.
And you'll punch out. You'll change the channel.
And a lot of shows back home, like back in Tennessee, there would be these libertarian shows that would come on at nighttime, and their signal wouldn't be as strong as the other local shows would be, so it'd be kind of like hazy sounding. And if you've got a caller that's got, I mean, you could totally be like, oh, well, that's just some insane, like, Richard Butler from Falls Lake, Idaho kind of radio show and never want to go back and check it out again.
Yeah. You'll come to a conclusion relatively quickly. Most people, when they're listening to the radio, certainly do that. So I don't blame anybody, and you know, especially if we're talking about not even just on the radio, but in a social circle where you cannot control the people necessarily that show up. So as you mentioned, like the Libertarian Party, something that all three of us have been involved in at various different levels throughout the years, you know, you've got a bunch of, let's not say racist, but conservative types coming in there and talking about how they want, you know, not small government on everything, but small government on some things, but not everything, or whatever it is that they're saying. And you're like, well, over here, we like freedom on every issue. We're real libertarians here. That's, I think, a good thing. It's important to separate yourself and to be clear about what you believe.
Right.
So as to not be confused with, you know, people like Chris Cantwell.
Right. And, you know, the point that I was making is you've got people on, you know, both of the major sides that will just throw out little ad hominems to try to shut down the discussion while pointing fingers and saying, they're trying to shut down discussion.
So if you want to join us here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. His name, Gal Valerius. He is an alleged administrator of the darknet marketplace called Dream Market.
Right, and we were talking before the break about why some people were suspicious of the Dream Market.
And still are.
And still are. Well, obviously still are now that one of the people got busted. But there were reports over the summer where some of the code leaked, and apparently part of what was in that code that leaked was a non-encrypted IP address.
And so what they were saying was, well, because anybody who was on the site could have found this IP address, that means the federal government probably found it, because they were likely watching like a hawk, given that Dream Market is one of the current top darknet markets out there.
Yes.
And if this was indeed the IP address of the server itself that was running the website, then it would be a trivial matter at that point for the law enforcement to contact whatever other law enforcement happened to be in that area and say, hey, look, let's get a warrant
and
here.
And then contact Swedish hosting company Lupia AB, because that's where the IP address traces back to.
And then seize hold of that server and then take over operations, just like they did with Hansa Market, one of the other markets that got taken down. So I think that's a legitimate concern. Like, red alert, this could very well be an occupied market as far as the federal government is concerned. So that takes us to where we are now with Gal Valerius, age 38, who was involved as an administrator, I guess. I don't know if it was like on the site or the forum or whatever, but he was definitely somewhere in administrative capacity with the Dream Market. We'll tell you about what they found on his laptop, allegedly, when he arrived at Atlanta International Airport from France, and more about how his bust apparently went down. You can share your thoughts with us, whether it's on Darknet Markets or whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
The young lady from the rescue delivered happy, and I panicked. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby, and I thought, what did I get us into? The cause of his issue was poor nutrition. It was neglect. The other owners didn't care enough about him to give him the nutrition he needed. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
I ordered the first 90-day supply, and within a couple weeks, his skin started clearing up. He didn't smell. He had more energy. He just had a glow and a bounce about him. We've been using Dinovite for the last year, and Happy the Rescue Dog is Happy the Healthy Dog. I tell all my friends who have rescues to give their dog the chance at a new start with Dinovite. It's going to pay off for you and your dog for years to come.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
All survivalists accumulate supplies, but these supplies may be of little use if you don't have your health. Dr. Joel Wallach will teach you how to be more healthy and improve your survival potential. Consider joining Dr. Joel Wallach at the RK Prepper Show in Kansas City, Missouri on September 30th through October 1st. For more information, please call 417-863-7149. 417-863-7149.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want, just dial in toll-free to join us here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. More about the arrest of an alleged administrator of one of the current darknet markets, the so-called dream market. We'll tell you about that here in moments. And want to let you know about the Blink Home Security System that I've been doing some experimenting with. Mark's got his set up at his house. I did set one of them up here, and it was pretty easy to get it rolling. And I was like, oh, God, I don't know how much time this is going to take because I'm pretty busy. But it actually was pretty simple. You just set up the little box, and then you connect the camera to the box, and it's all done wirelessly via your smartphone. So you don't actually have to do, like, much wiring at all. You just kind of pick a place, you put the camera up, then you put this little box somewhere else that's not in the same room as the camera, I don't think. And then you go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. This, what it does, it's got motion detection. And so if you if you're going into the back room here at LRN.FM, which isn't traveled very much, so when somebody goes in there, it's going to go off and it will send a clip of what happens to your smartphone.
Interesting.
So you can actually see who it was that went into the place in question. And if you go to blinkprotect.com, you'll get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge for one, plus an extra 10% off. I'm sorry, blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. All right, so we were talking about the story here out of MiamiHerald.com. Gal Valerius, the author Jay Weaver, writes, he's not Pablo Escobar, not by a long shot, but authorities say Gal Valerius is a modern version of a cartel kingpin, operating anonymously as a lord of the Internet's dark web bazaar, where buyers and sellers conduct cocaine, fentanyl, meth, LSD, and oxycodone deals in the virtual currency Bitcoin. Valerius, age 38, recently made the mistake of traveling from his base in France to Texas to compete in a world beard-growing championship in Austin. After arriving on August 31st in Atlanta, the brown-bearded Valerius was arrested by U.S. authorities on a distribution complaint filed in Miami federal court.
So does it say whether he was going through customs in Atlanta where he wound up getting picked up here? It says he was
probably
trying to go to Austin.
Yeah.
And I just know that, you know, the way Atlanta Airport is set up, that is an international airport. There's a lot of foreign flights coming in, so everybody does go through customs if they're coming in on one of those.
I couldn't tell you if he went, if he got busted at customs, but it would make the most sense that he did. I mean, he was coming in from France. That's his first contact with the U.S. so-called authorities, and they got him, whether it was at customs or as soon as he left customs. He didn't get out of the airport before they popped him in Atlanta.
Okay.
So he never made it to Austin. Quote, a border search of his laptop upon his arrival at Atlanta International Airport confirmed his identity as Oxy Monster, they claim. This according to a DEA affidavit. Valerius's laptop also contained the Tor browser, which allows users to conceal their true Internet protocol addresses on the Tor network, which you described a little bit earlier. It stands for the Onion Router, is what Tor stands for. And the idea is it protects via layering different IP addresses and servers.
Am I hearing this right, that they're saying that the fact that he had the Tor browser was suspicious to them?
Well, apparently he kept his login credentials for the Dream Market administrative account that he had. This is according to the allegations, right? They claim that they went on his laptop, which they were obviously able to get access to somehow, so maybe an unencrypted laptop, or he gave them the password, one or the other. And then on that laptop, they then found not only Tor browser, but a text file or something that had his login information for the Dream Market for username OxyMonster, which was one of the usernames that has administrative access on the site.
How convenient.
So, you know, again, how much of that is true, we don't know. It's coming from the federal government, and they, you know, they're not known for being
and
honest.
And I wonder if he sings a little song, O is for Oxy, and Oxy is for me. Yum, 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 yum.
It reminds me of what's that movie? Spaceballs. Like, What's the password for all the oxygen in your atmosphere? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5
That sounds like the password some idiot would have on his luggage.
Yeah.
Stay right here. I've got to go change the password on my luggage.
Tour account? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5
So according to this, they also, in addition to finding his login credentials for Dream Market, the underground marketplace, they also found a cool $500,000 worth of Bitcoin. So I mean,
could use a donation.
If all of that's true, then you know that's going to be some hard evidence for him to overcome.
Yeah, that just seems so convenient, though. Like, you're telling me that you run like you're one of the administrators for one of the only surviving black market sites.
Yep.
And you are just like
sloppy.
That, not just sloppy, that's more than sloppy, my man. That, come on. That there's sloppy and then there's that. Like, that's like too good to be true, you know?
Hilarious.
Like,
chose.
I just walked in and the candlestick with his fingerprints were right there.
There's more about how he screwed it up beforehand. You know, like, how do they figure out who to bust is the question, right? Like, they found this guy. It wasn't just like an accident that they found his login information. They were looking for him to come to that airport, and they were waiting for him, and we'll tell you the rest of the story here. Valerius chose not to contest his identity and detention at a court hearing in Atlanta. Defense attorney there could not be reached for comment. He is expected to be transferred to Miami to face a new conspiracy indictment that carries up to life in prison. Tracking down Valerius, the biggest of a half dozen dark web targets charged over the past year in South Florida, was not easy. It involved the DEA, FBI, IRS, Homeland Security Investigations, and the U.S. Postal Inspection Service. Valerius played the secret role of an administrator and moderator on Dream Market, a dark website that allows illicit drug sellers and buyers to make deals in Europe and the United States without revealing their true identities, and I think the rest of the world as well. It's not just Europe and the United States. Basically, as long as somebody is in a country willing to sell you a certain thing, then you can buy that certain thing on these darknet marketplaces. So they're worldwide.
Huge, yeah. Everywhere. Well, my best, the coolest Bitcoin t-shirt that I own, I bought from a guy in Israel.
That's awesome.
You know? So, and that was 4 years ago when I bought that shirt.
So, according to the story here, it also obscures people's identities. According to federal prosecutor Francisco Madero, the underground site is not only a marketplace, it provides technical assistance, resolves disputes, and posts reviews of vendors. And like eBay, Dream Market charges a commission on every transaction as a percentage of the sales price. Quote, the Dream Market website is specifically designed to facilitate illegal commerce by working to ensure the anonymity of its administrators, as well as the buyers and sellers who participate in commerce on the website, according to the DEA affidavit. It noted that at the end of August, there were more than 94,000 listings, including drugs such as opioids, ecstasy, and steroids. And that's a lot of listings. I remember when we were talking about the Silk Road back in the day, I think it had like 6,000 to 12,000 listings or something like that. And so we're talking about they haven't stopped. Not only have they not stopped the darknet marketplaces, but they're now more popular than they've ever been. Remember the study that came out, I think it was earlier this year over in the UK, where they actually talked to drug users who would admit using drugs, and they said 1 out of 4 of them made purchases on the dark web
in the previous 12 months.
Correct. So it's just getting more and more popular because, well, frankly, it's safer. More coming up.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Take control of the airwaves toll-free here at 855-450-FREE, like Freedom, 855-450-3733. We're talking about darknet marketplaces. What brings them up again is there's been yet another bust. Unfortunately, the lifespan of these darknet marketplaces seems to be at best about 2 years before they either get... Well, they'll either disappear in what they call an exit scam, where the people who are running the site the whole time intended to just run off with the money, and so they put up a legit-looking site that works, and people start to trust it, and they start leaving amounts of Bitcoin on the site, and then if you've got this site that they haven't taken down the site yet, but one of the administrators allegedly got busted, had 90,000 items on it for sale.
Well, I mean, the site's down.
No, it's still up.
But it's down. I mean, come on.
It's hopping, dude.
Then you have some really stupid people out there.
So, of course there are stupid people out there.
People want drugs, and they are willing to take a high level of risk in order to get those drugs.
That is a really high level. Like, at this point, you know... It's a really good chance it's a cop on the other end.
There's a chance that the site itself has been infiltrated. However, isn't Silk Road 3 still around out there? I know the last time I looked earlier this year, it was still there, but it's like it's not listed on all of the sites. So I was just looking at, I think it was it Deep.Web? I think Deep.Web is one of the sites that does darknet news. So I was looking on their site to see if they had this story, and I couldn't find one. Maybe they posted one today, but when I was looking last night, I couldn't find one. But they do have a list of the different darknet markets, and I didn't see Silk Road 3 on there, so maybe it's gone, but I think it might have still been up the last time I looked. Anyway, the reason I'm mentioning that is Silk Road 2, when Silk Road relaunched as Silk Road 2 after the first one was taken down, the same undercover agent who had infiltrated Silk Road 1 was one of the initial administrators on Silk Road 2. So from day number one, Silk Road 2 was infiltrated by the federal government. But that didn't stop thousands of drug transactions from happening on that site. And one of the reasons why, even if the federal government is running a... Look, I'm not saying use Dream Market. I'm not making the argument to use Dream Market, but I'm making the argument that could be used by someone who would use Dream Market. Even if it's being monitored by the federal government, unless they're using some sort of exploit like they did with the PayPal hack, or the PayPal? PlayPen hack last year, where the federal government took over a porn site and then put some kind of as yet unidentified, what they call network investigative technique.
Well, you heard what they did for Hansa and the other one, didn't you?
No, tell me about that.
We covered this on, it must have been a Thursday when you weren't here. They wound up putting some kind of script in an Excel file to where the sellers were able to download the transaction stuff.
Oh, wow.
Originally, it was a text file.
Yeah.
For some reason, and the reason was because, you know, whatever federal authority was running, I forget if it was the U.S. or the judge, they converted it to an Excel file and had a macro running.
Right.
And the macro was then getting info from the computer.
Really?
Yes. So they weren't even doing this network investigative thing that was done by the FBI.
They had a different
approach. Wound up putting a macro in an Excel file.
And that approach would have targeted the sellers in that particular case.
Correct.
So they wouldn't have been able to target the buyers. So from the buyer's perspective, if you are doing proper security, which is to say you're encrypting information with the seller's PGP info, and as long as the seller is not a federal agent themselves, as long as the seller is a legitimate, you know, drug seller on one of these sites, if the seller receives your PGP encrypted information and you don't use this, because some of the darknet sites, they'll have like, you can use us to encrypt your PGP information. It's like, no, you don't want to let the site do that for you, because then you're still sending plain text, your text to the site, and it's supposedly encrypting it to the... No, you want to do your own PGP encryption, however it is you do that, then send your information to the seller. And if that's how you do it, and again, if the seller is not a federal agent, then at that point, the sale should go through. The person who's buying should get the stuff that they bought, and it should be relatively safe, even if the site is being operated by the federal government. Does that make sense, what I'm saying there?
Yes, makes perfect sense. And then a little bit of extra security precaution, if you will. Don't wind up getting things shipped directly to your house. There are services that you can use to where you will wind up getting a private mailbox. Don't use, you know, a P.O. box, because certain packages, they won't deliver to P.O. boxes. So, you know, have something to where it's not necessarily coming directly to you, to where you have an extra layer of plausible deniability.
Have they been busting customers, though? I haven't heard anything about that.
I've not heard anything about that, but it's always a good idea if you're ordering something questionable.
Well, plus the problem might actually end up being that if they ever do bust customers, it might be because they busted a dealer and that dealer wasn't like burning the customer lists.
Right.
If the dealer has, you know, had been saving all of the addresses to which the dealer had been shipping things,
right,
and they're not supposed to do that, But if they had been doing that, then they've got a whole customer itinerary, and they can, in theory, go and investigate all of those people, too.
Right. And what was the number that you gave earlier for how many listings were on Dream Market?
94,000 listings as of the end of August when they busted this.
95,934.
You're getting that from somewhere else right now, right? That may or may not be you logged into.
That's a number that I was able to access just a couple of minutes ago.
Right. From some source that let you know what the Dream Market listings total is.
48,000 of those are classified as drugs, 333 as drug paraphernalia.
Now, I don't think they give you this kind of statistical information. Obviously, the administrators would know, but I'd be curious to know, of the 94,000, because one dealer can have multiple listings.
Correct.
So how many actual sellers are there at any given moment? I bet you it's a few thousand at least, maybe several thousand sellers on that site at any given moment. That's a lot of investigating to do. That's not to say they wouldn't try.
Right.
But they're going to go after the big fish. They're going to go after the ones they, in a lot of cases, sometimes they'll accidentally find it. Like, I remember, I forget which seller on which market it was, but I remember once we talked about somebody who got popped because on whatever, you know, equipment they move the mail around, one of the boxes had gotten torn open accidentally and, you know, some cocaine spilled out or something like that. And they're like, oh, well, we better figure out where this came from. And, you know, then they went back and they looked at the video files from the post office where it was shipped from, and they found, you know, who it was that had allegedly shipped it. And then they put a tail on that person and started following them around. And what do you know? They found out that these people were going to different post offices every single day, shipping multiple packages from different post offices. And eventually they picked them up. So
going to different post offices, that's suspicious behavior.
Well, cocaine spilling out of a package was probably what the suspicious behavior was.
Technically, that's conspiracy, actually. to go to different post offices? I'm sure they would try to stretch that into a conspiracy charge easily. Yeah.
So, back to the story here. They busted one of the alleged admins of the Dream Market. In January, DEA agents went into Dream Market's homepage and clicked on the forum link, which allows the sellers and such to discuss things there. While most of these sites have their own dedicated forum. While browsing the forum, agents navigated to a topic called Official Staff under the Announcements tab. The first posting was written by Oxy Monster, which they claim was this man's alias. Even though agents had not yet made that connection at that time. Agents clicked on Oxy Monster's profile and were taken there, which then said he was a senior moderator. This summer, agents also identified Oxy Monster as a vendor on Dream Market who shipped from France to anywhere in Europe as well as to the United States. And we'll tell you more about how they say they figured out who this guy was coming up here in moments. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Join us on the radio. Bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And if you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, join Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, transactions are quick, and they can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the Dash network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. How did they bust Oxy Monster, one of the administrators, and I'm not sure if he was an administrator of just the forum of Dream Market or of the site itself, but regardless, it is still an interesting story. They popped him when he flew in from France, which is where he was living, flying into Atlanta, ultimately to then change planes and go to Austin for a beard-growing competition. And he does have quite a beard. It does, in the photo here, appear to go... it could be the angle of the camera.
So, but
it looks
on the scale of Will Coley to ZZ Top.
ZZ Top level, for sure.
Yeah, okay.
ZZ. Yeah, the beard itself is probably like twice the length of his head, basically.
I don't like it when it gets that long. It's dry. It's really, really dry really fast. I don't like it when it gets that long.
So,
well, luckily we know a guy that sells beard oil.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
One of the guys from Will's Off Liberty.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he local?
No. No, he lives in Oklahoma.
Oh, well, that doesn't help me.
So there is this thing called the post office.
Ah, yeah, but then you end up with people at your house.
So in August, agents learned that the guy calling himself Oxy Monster, let me see here, that was his username, he shipped out from France to anywhere in Europe and the United States. Agents analyzed his post on the Dream Market forum, including tips that he wrote on how to stay anonymous on the dark web.
I bet his password was I am Oxy Monster 12345.
He didn't have very much security, it appears, on his laptop. They found...
his password was password.
Yeah. In August, agents learned that Oxy Monster was using a certain Bitcoin address for his sales transactions. So again, not only was he a administrator of the site, he was also a dealer on the site. And somehow they figured out what his Bitcoin address was. Now, that's one of the things I want to know more about.
He probably had one of those custom Bitcoin addresses, and it was I am Oxy Monster 12345.
But the thing is, when you're on one of these websites, the dealers aren't sharing their own personal addresses. It's the site itself.
Right, but the payout on the back end...
Which suggests that they have access to the back end of the website, right? Like, how else did they find out where his payouts were going to? Because the average...
Well, again, if he had one of these custom Bitcoin addresses of, like, one Oxy something something, and right, he's got on his laptop, you know... Bitcoin wallet for Dream Market.
No, I get what you're I get what you're saying, but the only way they would know what address he was using as a seller to pay himself out to would be if they had back-end access to the site. The average user on the site does not know what the dealer's personal Bitcoin addresses are.
Correct, but they had access to this guy's laptop.
That's after they busted him. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, you're saying before they busted.
Right.
Okay.
We're talking about how they figured out who he was.
Yeah.
How did they find
okay.
out what his Bitcoin address was, unless they had back-end access to the Dream Market site? That's something that's not made clear.
Okay, I've got you now.
If you're a Bitcoin user, do not use the Dream Market.
It's generally going to be a bad idea to use Dream Market, I think. But that's my guess here as to how they figured that out. The Miami Herald piece doesn't go into that level of detail. So they then looked at this Bitcoin address that they believed belonged to Oxy Monster and analyzed the incoming and outgoing transactions from that address. Because remember, Bitcoin is a public ledger. If you have an address, you can go and look at that address. You want to go and look at the donations given to the Malik Center, you can go and look at that. If you want to go and look at the Free Talk Live donations on bitcoin.freetalklive.com, because we've been using the same address there for years, you can go and look at that. So they had this address, and they analyzed it, and they discovered that most of the Bitcoins from the address that he was allegedly taking payouts from the site went to an account on localbitcoins.com under the username
Oxymonster.
No, under his last name Valerius.
Oh,
so
my God.
He used Oxymonster. Yeah, he used Oxymonster on the darknet site, but then when he was cashing out his Bitcoins using localbitcoins.com, he used Valerius.
See, this is why I have to just keep telling these really, really, really corny bad jokes, is because, like, it was that level
of
incompetence.
It's hard to believe how bad.
Every time you say another thing that's, like, next level stupid, I'm beginning to wonder, like, this can't be real, right? Like, you're reading this on The Onion, right?
Nope, this is Miami Herald. DEA agents soon found that Valerius also had Instagram and Twitter accounts. They compared the writing style of the username OxyMonster on the forum on Dream Market to the writing style of Mr. Valerius on his social media accounts. Quote, agents discovered many similarities in the use of words and punctuation, including the word cheers, double exclamation marks, frequent use of quotation marks, and intermittent French posts, unquote. So it sounds like they got their man in this particular case.
Well, to me, it sounds like basically if you're a user or like a seller in these types of situations, if
you're at high risk.
Well, not at high risk so much as if you don't draw them a map that even Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder could follow in the middle, you know, then they really wouldn't be able to find you. Because, I mean, that's what it looks like here. And what they ended up with.
He probably should have been mixing his Bitcoin on the way out.
Oh, well, something. I mean,
yeah.
something, some level of security if you're going to be doing that kind of work. I mean, come on.
Valerius traveled for the first time to the United States on August 31st to participate in the International Beard Competition in Austin, Texas. Was arrested in Atlanta. Authorities would soon learn that the contents of his laptop matched up with the DEA's evidence of his dream market deals. So if you believe what they say, and again, it is the federal government. They have a propensity to not be honest. But if you believe their allegations in this affidavit, as interpreted by the Miami Herald, which, again, as I said, I have not found the actual affidavit. I haven't looked for it. I didn't take the time to do that today. I'm sure it's a little more detailed, but I doubt they're going to explain, as they did not explain how they busted the Silk Road's server location in their affidavit, and nor did they explain that at the trial. They did not. They probably do not explain how they found his Bitcoin withdrawal address, which suggests that it's likely they have taken over Dream Market website.
I wonder if it's possible that, you know, they were just monitoring various local Bitcoin addresses that had large transaction amounts and saw, oh, here's a name. Wait, that name sounds kind of similar. And maybe I'm giving them too much credit for being able to add two and two.
No, that wouldn't have been the case, because there would have otherwise been a connection between the name Valerius and OxyMonster if they hadn't have had that key info of the Bitcoin address, which linked them over to his name on local Bitcoin. So that was the linchpin, it seems, based on this explanation, was the fact that they had the withdrawal address that he was using, and the fact that he then was using that same withdrawal address to then feed into his local Bitcoin's account. That's what sunk him, as well as the fact that when they allegedly got his laptop, it had all the information that corroborated their allegations against him, including his user and password, and that very same probably Bitcoin address.
He drew him a map that
he really did.
Ray Charles could follow.
If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. You know, it's always just interesting to share these stories about the darknet markets and how they do some of these takedowns, because maybe some people can learn from these mistakes, hopefully. I mean, we don't want to see darknet markets go away. They are truly, and I believe this, they are truly a service to humanity. What Ross Ulbricht created with the Silk Road, and that has been now duplicated so many times with all these other markets, many of which have been taken down and their administrators have been arrested, and, you know, and they haven't had the same level of publicity around their arrests as Ross did, and around the trial as Ross did. But, you know, the fact that these things exist, as you mentioned, Will, we said together earlier, that they help keep people safe. It helps keep people safe from the user's perspective. It helps keep people safe from a dealer's perspective. If you're doing business with people you don't know but have a reputation, then that means you're likely going to get the things that they say they're offering. Whereas in the black market that we all grew up in, you never really knew what you were going to get there.
I had a cousin that was shot six times
in
a black market deal.
Yeah, you might get killed.
He tried to rip somebody off with fake money and got shot in a van coke deal. Well,
heck,
with
karma,
Bitcoin,
man,
you can't do that. With these markets, you have to pay up front.
All right, there's more coming up here in moments. You can join us at 855-453.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.